This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Yeah, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Remember, of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4pm alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. Now, we start, of course, with the champions, Man City, who could afford to go into their game yesterday in full party mode after Arsenal handed them the title on Saturday evening. Pep Guardiola, no one really knows. His side welcomed Frankie Lampard's struggling Chelsea to the Etihad in their last home game of a memorable season.
And so it begins.
Second goal for Erling Haaland, who is rapidly lighting up the Premier League on his top flight debut. And Manchester City's title defence is off to a perfect start.
Haaland is a special talent. He's a generational talent.
He's going to adapt quick the way we want to play.
And Haaland has benefited. He's notched the first of many Premier League hat-tricks, I'm sure.
Who were going to stop the champions of the last two seasons?
Erling Haaland has another hat-trick. It's a hat-trick of hat-tricks at the Etihad Stadium in the Premier League for him. The first Premier League player to do that in the top flight. And as many would have it, the champions elect at their very best. Embarrassment for their red rivals. Manchester City 6, Manchester United 3.
Liverpool 1, Manchester City 0. It has huge context in the Premier League title race.
It's touched in by Tony, and Brentford may just have stolen all 3 points at the Etihad Stadium. Arsenal will be top at Christmas.
What a wonderful goal! Damari Gray! It's City 1, Everton 1, but what a goal!
I think as a club, as a team, we need this type of challenge.
Welcome to Manchester. Rashford pokes it home, and Manchester United have turned it around. The new order has been defeated, and the old guard are back in charge. And City's chances of even retaining their title are looking slimmer and slimmer by the match.
I think Man City are in transition and they're vulnerable.
Well, I never thought I'd say this about City, but isn't there any fluency about their game at the moment?
Everybody loves a stunning comeback. This club are the comeback kings.
Jack Grealish has given the champions the lead. What a huge goal that is in the title race.
And it's now advantage City.
They are still very much in contention for the title.
So what next for Manchester City? Oh yeah, the small matter of that game being billed as the title decider.
Win and it's yours to lose. Manchester City with a throw of strength have beaten Arsenal by 4-1.
It's no disrespect to Arsenal, but Manchester City just know the distance.
Hull into the area, chips the goalkeeper, goal 51, and a Premier League record. Erling Haaland.
When you brought him to the club, did you ever think he would be as prolific as this?
Absolutely, yes.
Brought down brilliantly and steered in by Ilkay Gundogan.
It's another stride towards a third successive Premier League title for Manchester City. Their treble charge continues.
There is the full-time whistle. Nottingham Forest 1, Arsenal 0. Arsenal needed to get something here, and they haven't. Manchester City are Premier League champions once again.
The whistle blows. Manchester City celebrate their title. The supporters spill onto the pitch. They've ruthlessly won a third title in a row, a fifth in 6 seasons, a ninth overall in their history.
Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0.
Ilkay Gundogan picks up the Premier League trophy. We know that the blue moon isn't rising. It's now the dominant force on the Premier League horizon.
Three in a row, 5 and 6 in this country. How tough it is, how so many teams that can win it. So what we achieved these last few years has been really, really good.
They are champions, deserved champions. And they've got two to go, two massive games. They want to win the treble.
What we have done with 5 Premier League in the last 6 years or 7 and 12, that is something extraordinary. Everybody knows it. I think in the world football, all the managers in the Premier League, all the players, sport directors, clubs, boards and whatever, they know how exceptional it is.
Now, moving on to the chase for European football now, and little old Brighton went into their game with Southampton, knowing a win would all but mathematically secure a Europa League spot and bring European football to the Sussex shores, no one ever says that, for the first time in their history. Here's how that one unfolded.
Put your hands up for Brighton. Put your hands up for Brighton. I love this city.
Well, there is the first goal of the game. We have had a number of great chances and Brighton take the lead. Brighton 1, Southampton 0. Ferguson, the goal scorer, his low shot from the right-hand side of the area has gone through McCarthy. It's gone under the Southampton goalkeeper. Brighton 2, Southampton 0. 39 minutes gone and Brighton taking a huge step towards European football next season. Second goal of the game for Evan Ferguson. Brighton 2, Southampton 1. 57 minutes gone. It comes from the corner, whipped in by James Ward-Prowse, and it looks like it's Elianusi to me that's got the final touch. 70 minutes gone. Brighton 3, Southampton 1. Pascal Gross with his 10th goal of the season, and will that be the goal which secures European football for Brighton? The story at the Amex is Brighton are heading to Europe. They will be playing in European football next season because the full-time score is Brighton 3, Southampton 1.
It is an incredible day. I have a lot of emotion. I think it's one of the best day in my career in football. It's a fantastic day for the club, for our fans, for the people who work inside of and dressing room in training ground. We are winning everybody together because this target you can achieve only if all people push in the same way, in the same direction. And for me, it's an honor to be the coach of Brighton, to work with these players, these people. I want to stay a lot of time.
Now on to the relegation fight. And big old Sam Allardyce took his lead side to the London Stadium to play West Ham yesterday afternoon. Desperate to pick up some points in their fight to stay in the Premier League.
Massive, massive goal. It's West Ham 0, Leeds 1. You have to say it's exactly what the visitors deserve. And how easy is this? A long throw into the box from Weston McKennie. It goes straight through to Rodrigo, who volleys home into the back of the net. No chance at all for Lucas Fabianski.
West Ham 1, Leeds 1. And it just had to be Declan Rice on potentially his final game for the Hammers at the London Stadium. He scored the equaliser. It's West Ham 2, Leeds 1. Jared Bowen is the goal scorer. A huge blow for Leeds in their bid for survival. Danny Ings, the lovely ball through to Bowen, who slotted the ball past Joel Robles. The Leeds players' heads dropped, the fans in the away end are leaving, and with a few minutes left of added time, it's game over. It's West Ham 3, Leeds 1.
It's always all been about us, and because it's been about us and we've failed, it's about us as we haven't done the job we wanted to do. I can't say there's a lack of effort, but I can say misguided sometimes. So the only thing and thread we have to hang on to is we have to be our best self and go and give the fans something to cheer by beating Tottenham and then wait anxiously to see what happens at Everton.
Now Leicester will be hoping to capitalise on Leeds losing at West Ham when they travel to St James's Park to play Newcastle tonight, whilst the Magpies need just a point to secure a Champions League spot. You can hear the game live on TalkSport from 8 p.m. tonight.
He's in the area.
clear down the left side. Dunks on his backside. He's set up Bruno Guimaraes! St James's Park explodes with emotion.
I've got to compliment the players on what they've done this year. The mindset and mentality of the group has been second to none.
And this place can smell the Champions League.
Iheanacho suddenly played in behind, gets to the edge of the area, gets it on his left and makes it three.
The thing that's missing at the moment is keeping clean sheets and probably making fewer mistakes in the defensive third than we have done.
The players have got to take some responsibility for this now. Get out there and play with some passion, some desire, something.
Here's what both managers had to say ahead of the game, starting with Edwin Howe, followed by Dean Smudger-Smith.
Leicester have some outstanding individuals. Really, really strong team, really strong squad when you look at the squad as a whole. But as you say, that is the Premier League. I'm not going to talk about Leicester's reasons for being in the position that they're in currently. All I know is I know their qualities. Dean Smith's an outstanding manager as well, so he's been given a tough task. But just focusing back on ourselves at home and the energy that we gave the Brighton game, the intensity that we played at, that's the standard for us, and that's what we want to try and recreate.
Newcastle have had a fantastic season. They've got a fantastic head coach who I was coming up against in League One, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago. So a lot of respect for Eddie and what he's done there. But we only have to concentrate on this game. This is our cup final now, and we know what we have to do.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Toon striker Callum Wilson has been speaking to TalkSport's Ollie Clink ahead of that game.
Eddie Howe said that he won't talk about Champions League until you've qualified, until it's done. But is that the same for the players? How much are you all talking as a squad about the prospect of it?
We're booking our trips already now. I'm joking. I'm joking. I think as professionals, you know, first and foremost, you basically just focus on what you can control. And we're competing for a spot against top teams, and you know Liverpool are informed. They've won 7 out of the last 7. Yeah, you're keeping an eye on what they're doing because that has an impact on you, but you're not thinking about next season and beyond. You know, it's solely was Brighton and it's solely Monday.
And in terms of the job he's done as a whole, the end of season awards are coming up. He's been nominated to be manager of the season. Do you think he deserves it?
Yeah, I think from where he was last year to where we are now, and the achievement of what he's done with a squad that is, you know, in a transitional period that he's been building, majority of the squad that he are playing and that he's got were in a relegation battle the last 2 years. So to get so close to the Champions League qualification, you know, and be in the top four in the Premier League would be, you know, Newcastle's version of winning the league at the minute in this current time. You know, you've got top managers like Pep and Arteta, but they also have top squads to go with that. So I think next is Eddie Howe, and he's done a fantastic job, and you know we're grateful to have him here at the club.
It's a terrifically taken spot kick from Callum Wilson, and Newcastle United are level.
18 Premier League goals this season, your most ever in a top flight season. And was there a target that you set yourself at the start of this campaign? Have you reached it? Have you gone further than it?
No, I set 20 at the beginning of the season. I think for a striker, it's, you know, it's like a magic number, really. You want 20 goals in the season. I think I had a bit of a dip in form during the season, and then all of a sudden you want to set yourself achievable targets. Then I think first and foremost it was right, get to double figures, then it was get to 15, and then it's okay, you're getting closer to 20. your season target that you set yourself at the beginning might still be in touching distance. So, you know, all focus first and foremost is helping the team get over the line, and we need 3 more points. As a striker, you want to be picking up your goals as well. So, my goals and the team's 3 points could come together on Monday, hopefully night.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. No, genuinely, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.